Okay, we'll learn a piece from the Tosha Rebbe, Zatzal, Sefer Avodah Savoda, Parshas Noach. The derech is, it begins by asking several questions, then brings out practical suggestions, tips, etzos in our Avodah Hashem, Avodah Savoda. So in Parshas Noach, he begins, Eila told us Noach, Noach ish tzadik, tamim hay bedoro sav. He asks several questions. When you have the word Eila, these are, the Eila always comes to puzzle, to disqualify that which came beforehand. So it's showing that Noach really had no shaychus to what came before him, which was the Dor HaMabul. But if that's true, then he asks, why is it that it's being told to us right now? When Noach is being commanded to build a teva, we should have, as soon as we were introduced to Noach, we should have seen some sort of separation between Noach and his previous generation of the Dor HaMabul. Additionally, he asks, when it says, Eila told us Noach, Noach, so there's a drasha that the Medrash, and it also appears in Zohar, that Noach, Noach, the two expressions, the two times his name is used, it's Neichel Elyonim and Neichel Tachtonim. He was Noach, he was pleasant to those, the Elyonim up above, and pleasant to those in the Tachtonim down below. So he wants to understand more what that's all about. Additionally, the Rebbe asks, Tomim Hay Bidorosov. So if Noach was really Tomim, so why wasn't that enough to save his whole generation? It's only the point that Noach Motza Chain, that's what it was. It was a special Chain that Noach on his own wasn't worthy, wasn't qualified, wasn't good enough to be Matzil everybody. It was only the fact that HaKadosh Baruch gave him a special type of Chain, and therefore in that Zechus he was able to do it, but on his own he wasn't. So these are the beginning questions, and he starts off by quoting a story that appears from Reb Chaim Vital. Reb Chaim Vital was the Talmud Mufak of the Arizal. And he brings an idea that just like in the human body we have 248 limbs and 365 sinews, so too we have 248 positive mitzvos and 365 mitzvos losas, say negative mitzvos. And not only does a person need to do all the mitzvahs that they are possible for them to achieve, a person throughout their lifetime has to do all 613. A person has to do all 16. If you don't, if chas v'shalom, a person doesn't do all 613 mitzvahs, then they'll have to come back to this world another time in the concept of Gilgul, of reincarnation. Shlo HaKadosh asks, one second, how could that be? If you think about it, you go through the list of the 613 mitzvahs, there are many, many mitzvahs that not everyone can perform. Mitzvahs that are shaykh only to a Kohen, only to a Levi, to a Melech, to a Beis Din. There are many, many mitzvahs that we just cannot do. So how is that shaykh to do? So there's many different terutz in this kasha, but the way that it's explained, that the Rebbe quotes, is that if a person teaches others these mitzvahs, even though you're not fulfilling it but po'o mamish, but by teaching it, that's considered ke'ilu as if the person kept that mitzvah. So you're teaching about a Kohen, you teach about Kohanim, about Levim, about Truma and Maisa, you teach all these halachos, and that by teaching others, that's counted like the person actually kept all 613 mitzvahs. And with this, he sheds light on a Gemara that we're past familiar with, Gemara in Tainus and Daf Zayin. Harbe lamadati mi Rabbi Yisai. I learned a lot of Torah. I spent a lot of years in yeshiva learning from my Rebbeim. Umechavera yoisim itam mi Rabbi Yisai. From my chaverim, my friends, talking and learning, analyzing a sugya, discussing it, being critical. So from them, I learned more than I did from my rabbis. And ends off with me talmida yoisim mikulam. My talmidim, from my talmidim, I learned more. How could that be? It's nice, you want to say that I'm teaching, but I'm also receiving because I'm listening to what my students have to say. But Yosef Mikulam, I learned more from my Talmidim, I received more, I was makabel more from my Talmidim than I did from my friends, from my Rebbeim. How could that be? It doesn't make sense. But no, if you understand this idea that through my Talmidim, through teaching others, then in that merit, I'm zoiche to receive ke'ilu as if I kept that mitzvah. Oh, so now you understand. I can't do it through my Rebbeim, not necessarily even through my Chaveirim, but through my Talmidim. That's Yoisa Mikulam, I get the most. And with this, he continues and says beautifully, that's why in Zohar that the Mabul was called Me Noach. the Mabul came, the Mei Noach, and Noach has a little bit of a taina on him at first glance, because he didn't teach others this. The Arizal brings that's why he came down in the Gilgal like Moshe Rabbeinu. Later on, that neshama that was in the world previously as Noach comes back as Moshe. What is Moshe? Moshe is always teaching others. Moshe is always being involved with others. But Noach didn't teach others, wasn't involved in others. So then, that was the kapeda on Noach. Okay, so once he starts teaching others, that changes. Once he starts building the teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have saved the world through many, many different ways. Or in Sanhedrin explains, he builds the tevas, people are going to talk and ask, what are you doing? So he starts giving them mussar, he says in a gentle way, he's makari them, and he teaches others by explaining them what exactly is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from them. So that, with that yesod, that's how Noach fixes things. Once Noach starts to teach others and to demonstrate a sincere concern and a care for others, so then that shows his avas Hashem. When I go out of my way, if I'm helping others, it shows I'm not doing this just for myself. I believe in the team. I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his children, so I want to help others. It's not good enough just for me. I have to help others. Many times we feel that by helping others, by sacrificing, then I'm losing out. But the truth is, no, we only gain when we add when we give to others. We don't lose, we only gain. You know, I'm reminded, it's not from the Rebbe, but by Moshe Feinstein, he says, just like a yeshiva bacher has to give, if you give ma'isa, you have to give ma'isa from your time as well. You have to spend time teaching others and encouraging others, those who do not necessarily know as much as you do, but to give them chizik that they need and to reach out, and nobody suffers, nobody loses. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help, says the Rebbe, that you'll be able to accomplish more in the hours that you do learn than you would have if you would have just gone straight without taking time out to help others. And he has a beautiful expression at the end of the piece where he writes, a person might not feel this naturally, that I'm doing this for non-selfish reasons. So he writes, a person should say this, bepem mole, ani osa zos ach virak kidei lasos nachas ruch liyotzreinu. I'm doing this only to make Hashem happy. Ubareinu v'yisbaruch shmo, our creator and our founder. Ki hu avinu hu malkeinu hu moshiinu. He's our father, he's our king, he's our redeemer. Oso onu tzarichim la'avod. And he is the one that we're required to serve. V'lo l'shum negiyov b'niya acheres ba'olam. I'm not doing this for any other reason. And you might feel that that's not necessarily where I'm holding. No, says the Rebbe, ach shadayin ein kvonoso b'zeh be'emes. You're just saying it. It's lip service. Come on, who are you fooling? No, yisrael yeloymer kach v'lachshov kach. If you accustom yourself to say this way, to speak this way, and to think like this, ad shizkil l'meshech hazman shikvu kain b'libein be'emes. So eventually you'll become who you really are. So we have a beautiful message from this week, Parshas Noach, Avodas Avoda, to think about how we can help others, how we can take time out, and that was really how Noach achieved his tikkun, and that's how now he answers up all the questions that began with. The Eile comes to puzzle those that came before him. Yes, it does, because before him, before Noach started helping out others, he had a shaychus to the Dor HaMabul. Ay, Noach, Noach is Neichel El Yonim, Neichel Tachtonim. You're right. All along, El Yonim means my relationship bein Orem le Mokom. But my bein Orem le Chaveru is my Tachtonim, and I work on that as well. And Tamim Hayudu Asav, when I have a shleimus with my door, with my generation, with my bnei Adam, that I'm working and I'm helping, I'm doing this for them, so then in that zechus, we should be matzel from all of the nisyonos that we have. Kosh Baruch Hu should give us a lot of siyata deshmaya, should we zoichet to fulfill the Rebbe's words, poel mamish.